Hey, this is Jen Morgan from Radically Distinct Radio. I bet you don't want to miss an episode, so you should think about joining my text club. All you got to do is take out your phone. That's right, take out your phone right now. Open up a text message. Here's the number you want to text. 31996. And then you want to put the word RAD, R-A-D. I'll send you weekly updates when new shows go live, and you're also going to get a link to the RAD chart, which will give you a better understanding for how to evaluate your own self-worth and self-efficacy. Welcome to Radically Distinct Radio. I'm your host, Jen Morgan. And today we're going to talk about self-evaluation. And I'm doing a series right now on self-worth. So this is self-evaluation and its relationship to self-worth. Last week we spoke about how the ugly duckling and the parable of the ugly duckling and what life is like when you grow up in the world not knowing who you are and therefore struggling to express yourself effectively in the world. Marketers will tell you that it's important to be different so that you can stand out and get ahead. But different really isn't enough. The ugly duckling was ridiculed for his differences, and that ridicule sent him into isolation, disengaged from his community and the world around him. And it wasn't until he understood his differences, that he isn't a duck, he's a swan, it wasn't until then that he was able to truly spread his wings and fly as he was meant to. So it's not enough to be different. You have to be radically distinct, which means to understand your differences and use them as the foundation of your identity, as the framework in which you experience the world. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, it means to know I'm not a swan. No, to know I am a swan, not a duck. And there's nothing wrong with being a duck unless you aren't one. You have to know who you are if you're going to show up in the world as your authentic self. Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true." But how can one be true to thy own self if one's not knowing who is thine self that you're trying to be true to? Well, you can't. So if you want to show up authentically, you have to know who you are. And to be radically distinct is to understand your difference as the foundation of your identity or who you are. And when you come from this place, you have a stronger connection with yourself, and therefore it's much easier to find your voice when people tell you you're something that you're not. And then you can nicely educate them and help them understand the things that they don't about who you are. Once you have your differences the foundation of your identity, then you can start to develop them and shape them into a valuable asset in the world. In business, we call this a value proposition, a unique value proposition. And it's not something that you're born with. It's something that you develop within yourself. You don't have to be a brilliant business person to create this for yourself. In fact, you already have everything that you need in your DNA. Think about this. You're alive today. And that means that you and your DNA are successful. So let's start there. To be radically distinct is to know yourself as a winner instead of a loser. It's to know that there's nothing wrong with being a duck unless you're not a duck at all and you're actually a swan. So that's why if you're not radically distinct, then you're radically extinct because you can't show up in the world as a fully expressed human being if you're trying to be someone you're not. But how do you know if you're radically distinct? So the first step is to self-evaluate where you're at. And I created this really, I think it's a cool visual chart for you to look at. And you can look at it right now. All you have to do is get out your phone. I'm serious. Get out your phone right now. Get it out and open up a text message. And then in the text message, I want you to type in this number because this is the number you're going to text to, 31996. And then type in the message RAD, R-A-D. Okay, you're going to send that and it's going to send you a link. And in that link, there's going to be a couple different pages. The second page is the chart. And then there's an exercise that you might want to do later at the end of the show. But I want you to look right now at this chart. Now, before I tell you how to self-evaluate, I want to create an empowering context for you to think about this. First of all, the purpose of this chart is not to tell you that you're not good enough. The purpose of the chart is to help you identify how you currently perceive yourself, because you can't really change your self-perception unless you know where you're at. I spoke at a women's event over the weekend and about self-worth and being radically distinct. And most of the women, there was quite a few women who came up to me afterwards and thanked me. They felt very inspired to spend more time developing themselves because they understood how doing so gave them greater feelings of self-worth and therefore a greater ability to produce results for themselves and their others. And for others within their community. And these women are very community-oriented women. And there was this table of high school girls, and one of them said to me that it was very refreshing because, you know, in high school, you're hearing everybody telling you who you have to be and what you need to do to be successful. And they felt that it was very refreshing to have someone come in and say, you know what, the things about you that are different, those are the things to develop. They're not necessarily something that's going to say that to you, but, you know, to develop what it is that's radically distinct about you, to be that part. So for high school girls to women who were over 50, there was a very inspired way of looking at how they shaped their time, energy, and resources towards developing themselves so they could show up more powerfully. But yesterday I got a feedback form, a bunch of good ones, but one woman said that she was disappointed because she felt that although she learned a lot for sure, and she was engaged the whole time, but she was disappointed because my presentation was obviously a sales opportunity to promote myself, Jen Morgan, and Radically Distinct. And she was turned off by that self-promotion and how I aligned the conversation I was having with them with my business. So I just want to just say right up front about this context that I'm creating for you. When I say, if you're not radically distinct, you're radically extinct, I am promoting myself as a resource for you. That is true. Because I can and I have done it many times for others. But I actually believe that to not do that, to give you all this information, to not put myself out there as a resource for you, is really a disservice. Me on this mic right now is a statement to how I value myself and my purpose in the world. I need clients to keep going. So when you hire me, you help me continue that work. However, you don't have to work with me to be radically distinct. And the whole purpose of me doing this radio show and speaking at events is to offer insight and experience to people who maybe can't afford or didn't know they could hire someone like me personally. So I provide a service, and in exchange, some people decide to hire me. And I'm saying this to you because if you're sitting there turned off by the whole idea that I'm going to go out there and say anything about you and how you should show up in the world and then lead that back to me and what I might offer for my business, here's my question for you. How would your life be different if you got better at self-promotion? People often get bragging and self-promotion all mixed up. They're not the same thing. Self-promotion is to raise your hand and let people know how you can help them in context that relates to what they care about. Bragging is to go on and on about yourself without considering the needs of others in the context or a situation. So if you're turned off throughout this by my self-promotion during this series on self-worth, the real problem really is that you're turned off by the idea of self-promotion in general. And that's going to make it hard for you to get what you want out of life and truly live your potential. And the worst part, people who struggle with self-promotion are usually incredibly good at what they do. Learning to be a little more like me, not a copycat of me, but a better self-promoter will help you be more happier, more satisfied, and more successful because you'll finally get the recognition for the great work that you do. So, this empowering context, an authentic expression of who you are, being radically distinct, you do need to work on yourself. But it doesn't mean you're not good enough. It means if you want to show up in the world and make the biggest and best impact that you can, then you need to have a framework for how to perceive what you're doing so that you can work on it in a way that actually gets you somewhere, not just in a way that leads you down somebody else's path. So that's why I created this framework, which is this diagram that you might be looking at right now, I hope. The diagram you can get, you just need to open up a text message and type into this phone number, 31996, the word RAD, and you're going to get this, what I'm calling the self-expression, RAD self-expression chart. Okay, now, first step to knowing you're radically distinct is to self-evaluate where you're at. And here's two questions that you need to ask yourself. The first one, on a scale from 1 to 10, how comfortable are you with self-promotion? If you're a 5 or less, then you're on the right side of the chart. If you're a 5 or more, then... Okay, wait a minute a second. That was a mistake. If you're 5 or less, then you're on the left side of the chart. If you're a 5 or more, then you're on the right side of the chart. And the second question, on a scale from 1 to 10, how successful are you at making the ideas in your mind a reality? If you're a 5 or greater, then you're on the top of the chart. And if you're a 5 or less, then you're at the bottom of the chart. Okay, so that horizontal line, which is self-worth, represents how comfortable you are with promoting yourself and your ideas. And the vertical line is how successful are you when you say, this is what I intend to do, and then this is the actual result that you get. So if you're 5 or more, you're the top of the chart on the vertical line. 5 or less, you're in the bottom. And on the horizontal chart, 5 or less, you are on the left side of the chart, and 5 or more, you're on the right side of the chart. Okay? Now, second step for figuring out if you're radically distinct is to identify how to improve. So if you found yourself in the monkey box, you're pretty uncomfortable with self-promotion, but good at producing the results you intend. So what you need is help to define your value, you know, your value proposition, put a vocabulary behind what you bring to a situation. Because like the woman who I described to you who criticized me for self-promotion, if you don't know your value, then you're always going to leave yourself out of an equation. You'll downplay your part in making things happen. And over time, you're going to end up feeling passed over and resentful. That's going to affect your ability to negotiate effectively on your own behalf. We're talking salaries. We're talking about rates that you charge the clients. And even just trying to get your loved ones to support you, you're somehow not going to include yourself in these great ideas that you have, and you're going to end up feeling in a way that is going to, over time, make you feel less and less inclined to put yourself out there. Okay, so that's the monkey box. Now, if you're in the imposter box, you're pretty comfortable with self-promotion, but not as good at producing the results you intend. So what you need help with is strategic planning. You have to learn how to align people and resources towards the same goal before you start doing things. A good strategic plan starts with a positioning strategy. And that can be challenging to create because it takes time. You know, people like to run into a room and throw out their ideas before they've really thought about how to present them. In business and in marketing especially, people will move into copywriting and promotional materials before they have a clear idea of the story they're intending to tell. And then they have lackluster results and wonder why, or blame it on the strategy, or blame it on, you know, something that's unrelated to what actually was the problem. So, I actually am going to be talking about positioning strategy live on 11:50 a.m. and this month, February, on the Dr. Pat Show. I think it's February 20th. And I will also run it through this channel. So if you're in the text club, which is what you just signed up for on the 31996, I will give you, you'll get a link directly to your phone when that show goes live, right? And we'll talk a little bit more about positioning strategy. So if you're in the imposter box, that's a show you're definitely going to want to listen in on. Now, if you're in the dodo bird box, and let me tell you, everybody has been there. I've been there. And that's when you really should have seen it coming. You should have done or said something. You had the opportunity to, but you just really got lazy. If you think about going to the gym, it really takes an Olympic athlete mindset to keep yourself active and fit throughout your life, not just during, you know, a couple years, you know, but really throughout the entire life. And it's really not about having a beach body, though that's nice, but it's about how well do you bounce back from a hard week of work? How much energy do you have in the bedroom? You know, and I'm currently trying to get to the gym 3 times a week, and I was doing really good, and then I got sick over the holidays. And so I've been busting my butt at work. Weather's been awful, and this, it takes energy sometimes just to keep my head off of the ground, because I'm just, how am I going to get through, you know? So life gets tough, you get sick, and it can get hard to bounce back. So staying in shape, whether physically, mentally, takes an athletic mindset, and an athletic mindset has coaches and has a lot of support around it. So what I'm saying is that if you're in the dodo bird box, it's okay. You can do one of two things. You can do a complete reinvention. You're going to throw yourself all the way into change. you're going to need support, a lot of support, especially the faster you want to change, the more support you're going to need. You're going to need someone like me, someone who's going to help you put a conversation in your mind that matches the conversation you want to have with the world. And you're the bigger you want to go, the more specialist you're going to need to help you get into shape. So that's one thing, complete reinvention. Or the second thing that you could do is one step at a time. The first step is to become accountable to yourself, to put yourself in the number one position. Now, next week on Radically Distinct Radio, we're still going to be on the theme of self-worth. I'm going to talk about how to understand yourself as a number one and how it's not an egotistical thing at all. And in fact, it's the best thing that you can do for yourself and your community. But right now, what I'm just going to talk a little bit about is what it means to do one step at a time, to put yourself into the number one position. There's an exercise, third page of that document that you just downloaded through 31996, and then you put RAD in your text message, and you're going to get this link. There's a little exercise on being accountable to yourself and figuring out where your priorities are and where you line up in that line of priorities. Because if you aren't the number one priority, then where do you get the energy? You know, for example, a lot of people will say, you know what, family is my number one priority. Well, if you have young kids, you need to be able to provide for those kids, which means that having a job and having financial security is actually is above the family priority, right? You need to be able to provide for your family. But if you're the sole breadwinner, then you actually need to be healthy and in shape so that you can go to work and keep your energy up and be able to do these jobs that you need to do, right? So going through the list of priorities about how you prioritize your time and where you put yourself is really the first step to being able to put yourself in the position of number one. And like I said, next week, I'm going to go a little deeper into how to think about that a little bit more conceptually in action. I had a client who came to me and he was struggling to get this business going that he wanted to get going. And we sat down on the first time that we met and wrote out, you know, a what do you do statement and a whole bunch of other things that he needed to get going and came up with a plan for him. And then he went out and did nothing. And so when he came back, he said, I really didn't do any of those things that we talked about at all. You know, I kind of tinkered around in some of the research, but that's about all that I did. And over the time that I got to know him, we had to break the steps down really to the point where he was starting to count the amount of people that he would go out and say hi to. Because for him, you know, it wasn't about having a really good plan or being able to talk about it. It was about changing his priorities, changing what was the most important thing that he did. You know, he had this dream for this business, but it really wasn't a priority. You know, he was spending time talking to me about it, spending time dreaming about it in his head, but he really wasn't taking any of the actions required in order to bring it into fruition. So you may be having something like that going on. You're beating yourself up because you're not being able to move forward with it, but your priorities are all messed up and you're not in the number one position, or you're not letting yourself realize that there's other things that have to come before your ability to do this dream that you have. All right. So that's all I got for you this week. Next, we're going to talk about the sacred geometry of the number one, and I'm going to teach you this really fun story about the hula hoops. And I hope that you will tune in. If you like this show, please rate and review us on iTunes. It will really help us out to get more listeners. Please follow us on Instagram at Radically Distinct, Facebook at Radically Distinct, and you can send me a message on Twitter. I'm at Jen Morgan Brand. And until next time, my name is Jen Morgan, empowering you to be radically distinct.